Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As more and more companies from around the world continue to open operations in our state, international business issues are receiving more priority from our state's colleges and universities and from global executives such as our next guest. Jim Barber is Chief Operating Officer for UPS and a board member at the Folks Center for International Business at USC's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today, he's in our studio. Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here.
So, first of all, give us an overview of UPS in South Carolina.
UPS in South Carolina, Mike, is about 8,500 employees. We have about 32 facilities in the state. We actually have one of our larger phone centers and inside sales operations in Greenville. Really, the most unique piece is our connection to the port of Charleston, quite frankly, Mike.
And now talk about your involvement with USC in Columbia.
Well, that's an interesting one, Mike. I came to USC through actually living in England, and one of the board members and my family were friends. Our children were going to school together at the American School in Switzerland. We became friends. He came here to University of South Carolina after his career at Dell, and he called and he recruited me. I couldn't be happier about the board position and relationship with South Carolina.
And what is the work that is going on at the Folks Center?
The original Randy Folks that set the center up, and of course the Darla Moore School collectively, are looking at the international needs of the world, of business, of students, and trying to put together a roadmap and continuous strategy that's made it a great institution today, but will keep it first class and number one going forward.
And what are the issues facing global businesses these days?
Really, the number one issue for us today and any business, it's about for logistics and UPS, it's about trade. We are big supporters of free trade, and there are some trends in the world today that really work against free trade. We believe at UPS we have a responsibility to continue our voice around that. If you look at the state of South Carolina, something on the order of 20% of your jobs in this state are related to trade. It's really that movement in the world of the last couple of generations that has been great for the world from our perspective. At UPS, we like to say that every 22 packages that crosses a border creates a job. We're a company that has 455,000 employees that is really about moving trade. Actually, today at UPS, move about 6% of the GDP in America and 3% in the world, and that's trade. And we believe we have a role and responsibility to support that.
Well, talk about how UPS then and maybe the institutions, the colleges and universities, are addressing this particular issue right now.
Well, that's exactly why I'm on campus today. We spend a lot of time in areas like artificial intelligence, drones, different movement in robotics and automation, and that's going to require different jobs in the future, different students and different capabilities. And so today's meeting is about merging UPS strategy with the Darla Moore School and international students as we look 5, 10, 15 years down the road and making sure we're aligned together and we support each other.
How has competition played into the global shipping business with companies like Amazon? In fact, I think here in South Carolina is where their new delivery vans are being manufactured.
That is correct. You know, the competition world for me, Mike, it's an interesting one in our world today, is that it's changing. I mean, the competitors of old and the competitors of tomorrow, they are all different. And it's just not unique to a company like UPS. It's most every industry in the world is going through change. I was just in Seattle a couple of weeks ago with the leadership at Amazon. They're a great customer of ours, and we work hand in hand with them to support them. At some point, you look at this concept of coopetition. You've got to look at it and understand there might be new models to better succeed in the future than perhaps in the last 111 years for UPS.
Of course, an old business mantra is competition is good.
Absolutely.
So I guess coopetition is good.
It is. It is. It absolutely is. And it's a different mindset. It really is.
And then there's another relatively new one, blockchain technology.
Yes,
and I'm assuming UPS is involved with that.
We are. In a couple of different ways. We're actually working hand in hand with IBM to work on some different blockchain solutions. I believe personally that in the area of customs and crossing borders, I believe blockchain has very large potential. It takes a lot of actors for it to work collectively, but when they do work together seamlessly, I believe the blockchain is going to be a great movement forward for efficiency, cost savings, and transparency in the world.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for taking time to visit our studio.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to coming back.
Jim Barber is Chief Operating Officer for UPS and a board member at the Folks Center for International Business at USC's Moore School of Business in Columbia. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.